Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, always delivering the biggest and the best in sports. I hope all of you are enjoying the NBA playoffs. I certainly am, and it's been a very big week of games. So you want to stay close, especially in our next segment, because we're going to dive in. We're going to talk about some of the top NBA prospects, some of those first-round predictions in this year's NBA draft. We've got a ton of up-and-coming talent that's going to be headed our way. So my point guard tonight, of course, is Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine. It is wonderful. Wonderful to have you back with us. Are you enjoying the playoffs?
It's outstanding. I think we're seeing so many great players, and in some cases, when you look at the Spurs and teams like that, you just don't know how much longer you're going to be able to see guys like Tim Duncan play at this high level like he's been doing. But the windows for these teams are starting to shrink. So teams like the Clippers and the Spurs, their moment is now, where they have to really move forward on the playoffs before it's time to dissemble a team and look for the future.
You know, it's interesting you talk about the Clippers, the Spurs. Who is your favorite out West?
My favorite out West, I'm on the bandwagon with the Warriors. I know there's a question about their toughness, but Golden State to me has done it both offensively and defensively, and they're so fun to watch. The way they move the basketball, right now, I'd love to see this Warrior team in the NBA Finals.
Hey, Lee Klein is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He was on our show a few weeks ago. We were talking about some of the vacancies in college coaching, but we're seeing a big vacancy. The big storyline this week in the NBA, of course, is Scott Brooks being let go. How do you see that whole situation playing out? Because we've heard so much talk. I mean, they're saying, no, it's not going to be Kevin Ollie or Billy Donovan. Those guys aren't going to be it. But could you see that organization going the direction of hiring a college coach?
Billy Donovan, to me, I think would be a terrific NBA coach. He's proven everything you could on the college level. I think he'd bring an energy and a real connection with guys like Westbrook and Durant that we could take, where the Thunder could really take it back to a level like they were at in 2011.
Okay, so you're saying that they perhaps should target Billy Donovan. But what about as far as an NBA coach on that particular level? Who should they be going after?
Well, I like Mark Jackson as far as what he was able to do. I think he's a great leader spiritually as well as a guy who's been there.
And that's important for Kevin Durant and for Russell, isn't it?
Yeah, and the question becomes, piecing it together with Sam Presti, who's going nowhere, the general manager, and, is he the right fit? Jeff Van Gundy is another one I think is a fantastic coach. Would he, unlike his brother, Stan came in, he wanted to run not just coach the team, he wanted to run the team. You need a situation where someone's just willing to coach the team and let Presti run it. I don't know if Jeff Van Gundy, who I think would be another excellent choice as somebody who can lead the Thunder back into the championship and maybe actually cut down the nets one time.
Okay, Lee Klein with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We've only got so much time to have you on the show tonight, so I want to move ahead. Talk to me about, these early draft declarations. Kentucky and Duke, they lead the way. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of times these guys have done everything they could on the college level, and the more that they stay in college, their faults become put under a magnifying glass. So I think it's the right move for guys like Tyus Jones and Trey Lyles and guys like that to come out, because the extra year does not guarantee enhanced draft position and more money. And there's this element about the NBA, franchises, that they're going to do the best job developing their talent, and that college, the college game's not most indicative of what's needed for the next level.
Who else are you waiting on to make an announcement and to declare their intentions?
Well, everything needs to be in by this Sunday at midnight. So there were four guys late that, NBA was waiting on. Chris Dunn, who looks like will go back to college in Providence to enhance his vote maybe from a late first round to a lottery pick. D'Angelo Russell, who looks like he will be in the draft officially, who's going to be a top five pick, probably the first guard taken, whether it be him or Moutier. And then I think, you know, I heard Christian Wood, some debate about it, but looks like he from UNLV, he'll be in the draft. He'll be a first-round selection. So it's starting to shape up fairly well. Official comes Sunday. And if nothing else, there'll be a, you know, hope springs eternal come June when the season ends and the NBA draft starts. Everybody's undefeated.
Okay, so let's talk to our Laker fans out there. They are desperate for some hope. Who's going to be the best fit?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. I liked for the Laker team, you see, I believe in Jordan Clarkson, who right now is that point guard, who was a find for them. It was a great pick for them.
Right.
And I've seen enough. I think the move to make at and their slot would be Justice Winslow. That would help. You need a guy with Kobe still there that's not going to take too many shots, that could play off the ball. You need a guy that's going to be good defensively and then could emerge, I think, to superstar down the road. To me, that guy's Justice Winslow.
Okay, what about the Harrison twins? How do you see them since they've declared?
Well, I think they're good second-round draft picks. They're, you know, bring them into camp. They're going to be hungry to show what they're capable of doing. If they could shoot it well enough, you know, for Andrew Harrison, if he could shoot it well enough in the pre-draft workouts, could end up making a roster. For Aaron Harrison, showing that he could do enough with the basketball in driving, creating his own shots. I think they are guys that can make a team because they, you know, they defend, they're long, and maybe, you know, they'll have this little chip on their shoulder and they'll take it into workouts and prove themselves that they, you know, rosterable.
Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, he owns and operates the five-star prestigious basketball camp that's going to be coming up here shortly. Of course, he's joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. What's the key to grooming these guys to have the mindset defensively? We hear so much about their offensive skill set, what they can do, but what about on the defensive end?
Well, there's a great piece, by the way, in Players Tribune by Patrick Patterson as far as advice for guys going for the draft, which any NBA fan, I really recommend it. And one of the things it talks about is, look, you were a star, now get used to being a role player. Except being a role player, the quicker you do that, the better your transition is going to be. But defensively, you're playing against the best perimeter players in the world, and so getting a guy that could defend on the perimeter, if you can't defend on the perimeter, you can't play in the NBA. I mean, that's point blank the biggest issue that most guys in college have. And a guy like Okafor is going to be adjusting to this, you know, this athleticism of guys, how can he get a shot off with guys that are going to be as long as he, as quick as he, maybe even a little more explosive. And having that adjustment and defending guys like that both out on the perimeter, because now, you know, there's very few traditional centers, so you got those guys taking on the outside. Can Okafor show the lateral quickness to stay in front of these stretch fours, guys like Serge Ibaka that can go and hit the three-point shot as well, take it in to the basket?
Our good friend Lee Klein with Slam Magazine has been joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We are up against the clock. We sincerely appreciate you dropping by. Thank you, Lee.
My pleasure.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead. We're getting ready to tee it up and talk some PGA with Patrick Livingston.